It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Matthew McCleary.
Hey, Fremont family, this is Pastor Matthew with Next Step Monday, talking about how we can respond to the message that we heard yesterday as we studied God's Word together. Yesterday, we heard from Ruth chapter 1, verses 6 to 18. We looked at the story of how Ruth, in this extraordinary act of faithfulness and commitment, she clings to Naomi and really commits to being there for Naomi, even when Naomi has nothing to offer her and Naomi is without hope. Ruth makes this stunning act of commitment, and we talked about how Ruth's commitment, her faithfulness as a redeemer to Naomi, points us to the perfect and ultimate redeemer and his perfect faithfulness in Jesus. We talked about how Jesus has committed himself to us, even when we have nothing to offer him, even when we are most desperate. He has demonstrated his faithfulness to the point of death on the cross, that even death would not separate us from him, but that we could be saved and have eternal life with him. So in our Next Step Monday, I'm encouraging you to really consider this week. Really consider the depth of Christ's faithfulness to us. Do you really stop and think about how committed Jesus is to you? How faithful he is in every season of your life, he is there. So I'd invite you to really spend some time, consider that, meditate on that. And how might we then be transformed by this reality and transformed by this truth of who Christ is and how he has committed himself to us? And in the same way, I'd invite you to consider how you can be, how you could be like a Ruth to someone in your life, how you could be a committed, loving presence to someone that is maybe without some hope or that is really despairing or going through a difficult time. Who is somebody that you can really come alongside right now in an act of faithful commitment, demonstrating God's love to them when they are without hope, and draw from the strength of Christ. Let us draw from his faithfulness to us as we seek to be faithful to him and faithful in loving our neighbors and our friends and our community. So I pray that you have a blessed week and excited to be back next Sunday as we continue in the story of Ruth.